Fond du Lac County Executive Sam Kaufman is with us this morning. Good morning, Sam.
Morning, Bob.
Well, that Fond du Lac County jail project sure is interesting. People got some ideas, not all of them right. Where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the architect for the project?
Yeah, we can. We can start with where we'd like. But you know, you're aware that the county board went ahead and authorized the venture group to proceed with a phase one schematic design, but for both sites, for the downtown location and the land over the highway department.
Right, and that came to about $211,000, I believe.
Yeah, that's actually, the part for venture is actually $163,000. The other part of it was around $49,000. That's with the called Just Us Service Group. What they're doing is that's it's called a gentleman by the name of Tom Weber. What he does, nationwide, he does studies basically to verify your bed count that you're proposing for your jail facility. He also will do an analysis of our current justice system here in the county, and then also he will look at alternative incarceration programs that will be available and recommended in the county. That was something that many of the county board supervisors would like to see because, you know, in the end, it's possible that some of those programs might reduce the inmate number for our county jail. And that goes hand in hand with the design, because once those recommendations come in, it will then factor into how is it designed. I mean, how many rooms, bed space, all that, based on recommendations, especially the bed verification count.
How long will it take them to do this work, do you know?
Yeah, the timeline, actually, Mr. Weber's group, once we go ahead and finish up the contract, which hopefully should be soon here, we anticipate within 60 to 90 days, he will have his study completed and to us. The venture group will commence their design work about within, I don't think they'll start for about 60 days after the contract is signed. They'll probably get some preliminary paperwork done or research done, but they won't actually start on the design work until after. They're going to be waiting for parts of the study to come back before they start incorporating anything into the design. But you know, timeline-wise, I'm expecting then that the design from Venture for both sites will probably come back somewhere around July, early August. And then just from there, what will happen is the county board will review those. Samuel's group will then take both designs, and they will start calculating out the estimated cost of construction for both designs. And then I will, from my office, be taking those numbers that he has prepared and start talking to our bond broker and counsel with regard to options of how to pay for it. Either a full bond, mixture of sales tax and bond, and so forth. This way, we'll have an idea of how it can be done and what we can afford. The plan then would be to go ahead and take all of that, the designs, the proposed payment structure, cost, out to the public in listing sessions throughout the entire county. Once the public has input, can see the actual designs itself and the estimated cost, you know, then we can go ahead, the county board will start weighing it all together. You know, a lot of it too is going to be, they look at the designs, the county board, you know, most likely or may end up revising those plans or drawing them back to save costs on some of those. But this is kind of, Bob, this is kind of what we've been waiting for. Everyone's had questions, a lot of misinformation out there, unfortunately. And like I said, you know, I personally do not want to see some big, massive, expensive project. I need to get done only what is going to need to be done to meet DOC compliance and to make sure that we have a safe, you know, jail, not only for the inmates, but for our correctional officers. You know, and we need to be conservative with regard to what we can afford. But I'm not going to know any of that, just like the public, until we actually got the design done. And then we can actually look at the numbers. But no, there's no final decision, you know, on anything. The county board, in the end, can still decide, no, they're not going to proceed with the project. And they may wish to go ahead and just start looking then at that point to just look at renovations. But a big component to this in either scenario is going to be the operational component. Because what we have to look at is based on where you put the jail, you know, there's going to be transport issues. And then we're going to have to look at, okay, what would be the additional operational expense for either design? Are we going to have to go through hire more correctional officers? Will there be a need for that many correctional officers? And the biggest thing about the operational expense is that you can't bond for that. That all has to come out of your levy or sales tax to pay for that. And if we're going to hire, more staff, that affects our levy. So there's a lot of components that go into this. But, on Tuesday night, I know that some of the supervisors felt like pressured them, because we had to make a decision. Well, the bigger picture for me as kind of executive is I've got a budget to run. And I've got a 26 budget. I'm already looking at 27's budget. And I'm somewhat held hostage here because I don't know yet what the county board is going to decide. Are they going to decide they want to use sales tax? If it does, well, that affects then our budgets going forward because I need to know how much money we actually have available. So it's of great importance to me that we move this along and not delay this any further. But the public's going to be involved. They're going to see all the details. They're going to be given input. So when you hear people talk about this as a final decision, they already made up their mind, all that, none of that is true. There is not one ounce of truth to any of that.
So the final decision will have to be made by the county board. What would you say to someone that would ask, why can't we have a referendum on this?
Well, they can, and they can do an advisory referendum on the matter, and the county board can make that decision if they wish to. A capital improvement project like that, they can decide themselves. If the county board wishes to do an advisory referendum, that's within their purview to do that. And if they're looking to do it this year, they're going to want to make sure this gets timely done so it goes down on the November ballot for the public to give input. But that's definitely within their options to do that. If they do that, I'm fine. They control this decision in the end as to how they want to proceed. I can only provide them the information, basically tell them, okay, this is what we're facing. These are the factors involved here. I know a DOC is requiring of us. I know our current condition of that jail, and we have to do something. There's no ifs or buts about it. This isn't a matter of doing nothing anymore. So, but they will have that decision-making, and I don't envy them because it will be a very tough decision to make. This will be the largest project we've ever done in the county. I don't enjoy this. None of us do on the county board because we know the financial effect it's going to have. And when I look at those numbers, that's the part I will have some say in as far as saying, what can we really afford? How is this going to impact not only our individuals, our residents, but our businesses too? And these are serious things we need to be talking about then.
Okay. That was not a personal point of view question. That was me being devil's advocate there. So.
Sure. Absolutely.
Another project that I was going to ask you about was Veterans Park, and how are things going with that?
Yeah, it's going great. We are still on track to be done, I'm told, in April. There was a slowdown, of course, because winter came in, but they got a lot of the concrete work done before that. The walls are already up. So the stage, they started on that stage before winter set in, put the base in for that. I know they just had a meeting there. And they're getting back on track now. The temperatures are starting to warm up again, so they can start some more work. But it is still scheduled to be completed in April, and we are still doing the having the park for the Memorial Day event in May. Right now what we're looking at, Terry Dietzel, our parks manager, our parks department head, who actually oversees Veterans Park, and I have been talking. The veterans groups and the committees. One of the things we've been talking about is what types of activities are we going to allow in Veterans Park? And it was interesting to me is that when we had the committee set up of the younger and older vets, there was a mix of views. The younger vets wanted more activities in the park to draw attention to the park. Older individuals wanted more solemn type events. They weren't real keen on like big music events, things like that. I think there could be a balance within both because part of the Veterans Park that I find of importance is it will benefit the city also because it draws people in. Because when this park is done, it is going to be beautiful. And when you go down there, obviously the hope is that people will be downtown too, helping out our local businesses. They're also in the city. But it is going to be an amazing park to see, and I'm going to be very happy that we're finally doing this to honor our veterans.
Just having a conversation with someone earlier this morning about parks and quality of life issues. So you have to have the quality of life added in to get people to your community, right?
Absolutely. And you know, I'm a big outdoors person. My wife and I were whitewater rafters, we're hikers in national parks, bikers. We do all that. And some of our greatest memories is taking our kids, for example, to Hobbs Woods. I mean, how many families in our communities have been there and taken family photos there? But I have, since I've been in office, we have put a lot of money into redeveloping our parks and our trails, because that's exactly the point. A lot of younger individuals, families in that, that's a big thing for them when they're looking in the communities. It's a whole different attitude now to outdoors, and that's one of the factors they look at, is what do you have to offer us in regard to outdoor activities? And so we've spent a lot of money improving our parks, and we should, because I'm trying to make sure that we preserve those for our next generation.
Sam, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, Bob, being with you.
That is Sam Kaufman, who is Fond du Lac County Executive. We appreciate him joining us this morning. We appreciate you joining us as well.